So, sorry for the voice. Morning voice, I guess. So I've been thinking about our refuge vows and also the precepts. And so I looked up what I said in 2009 when I took refuge, and that gave me some things to think about, but it also made me think about, what's different, or just deepening some of those things. And so I take refuge in awakening. I wrote, "May I be present to the fullness of who I am and whatever the moment brings." And when I think about that, it's like, okay, do I take refuge in when I'm embarrassed, that uncomfortable feeling? Do I take refuge when I'm judging, or feeling judged? Do I take refuge in, because this is the fullness of who I am. Do I take refuge in when I'm chasing the little rabbit in my yard? It's just a little baby rabbit, but I don't want him to eat my stuff. And I clapped my hands at him, and he ran in between the pieces of wood that were stored by the garage. And I clapped my hands again, and he was shaking. And I was like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so mean." It just made me stop and think, But that, I was feeling greedy, right? No, maybe protective. I don't know what I was feeling, but I didn't want him to eat my beets and, the greens. And he's been hanging around, so I know he's going to get to them here soon enough. And my neighbor told me he's been hanging around. So, and he's so little and cute. So there it was, that conflict of I am taking refuge in the fullness of who I am. In that moment, I was chasing this rabbit and wanting him to go away. And so like I was excluding, and doing the things I don't want to do. And I was checking in with, my own needs in the moment as well. My need for fulfillment from all the work I've done in planting and to enjoy, myself in reaping the rewards of planting a garden and just, my protectiveness of those little plants that I have been nurturing along. So it just made me think about, okay, I said, I have this intention to take refuge in the fullness of who I am. Well, to be present to the fullness of who I am. And so I was, I guess I was being present to all of that. And it is uncomfortable at times, when I'm embarrassed or when I make a mistake. Like a couple weeks ago, I led on a Monday night, and I got confused during the Heart Sutra, and I didn't know where I was. And that was uncomfortable. It was disorienting, right? I'm leading, you know, what do I do? But something happened where, you know, I just said, well, sorry. And, you know, and then I was just able to like continue. And, you know, I could feel myself frantically, desperately trying to find that place. And yet I could feel it, you know, I could feel what that felt like. And it was kind of interesting, even though it was uncomfortable. And later it was interesting that, hey, I survived that, you know, and not only did I survive, but it was interesting. So that's another sort of example of, I take refuge in awakening to the fullness, being present to the fullness of who I am and whatever the moment brings. And, you know, it's scary to say that, whatever the moment brings, you know, because it made me think of all the things I don't want to have to face, you know, all those uncomfortable moments. But this practice, you know, when I can just like lead right back into, I take refuge in the way, the teachings and the meditation and other practices that keep my heart available to be opened and to all possibilities. So that's, you know, because I have refuge in the way, it's like this steadiness that comes because I am more, I don't know, I guess because I've laid the foundation, I've sat with myself and watched things change and watched my mind go off and come back and I'm still okay. I don't know, this practice has just really provided a steadiness and, you know, and through the years, just this evolving feeling of understanding what it means to embrace, you know, all of what's happening around me. And just like be in it, be a participant in it. A participant in my life instead of, you know, always trying to control it. It just feels, it's more real. My life is real. It's full, it's rich, it's interesting. It's complicated. And I remember there was this song about how strange and beautiful this life is. And also, you know, how awful life can be too, you know, those, but I feel more prepared to be present to all of that, to all of those hard things. Even and feel it and feel what I want and what my heart's desire is and to feel the sorrow that I'm not seeing that, that I'm seeing suffering, that I'm like, for instance, with my two of my brothers, I just have really struggled through trying to help them because they've had so many health issues and they're both single. And after my parents died, I was pretty much like more the sort of connector of my siblings. And I started paying more attention and to them and caring about what was happening in their lives and felt sort of responsible and this huge obligation. And And it was really testing me, as far as what are my limits? You know, how much can I save them or rescue them, so to speak, help them at my own expense of my own health and my own sanity? And so I felt like I really got a chance to experience that transition, you know, and I'm still experiencing that, about letting go and letting them have their own life disappointments and experiences. One of my brothers, he had an accident, and he finally got himself onto one of the disabilities, and it's only $500 a month and $750 if you're paying rent to somebody. So he's paying rent to my sister, the $250, so that he can actually get the whole $750, but it's still really only $500. I don't know if that makes any sense, but anyway, he has all these court fines and things because of this car accident, and he can't handle, you know, he doesn't have the money. And so it's like, I was just like, wow, you know, this is really rough, isn't it? You know, and it was like rough on me, you know, to hear that. I wanted to step in and rescue. And yet I also knew that this is his problem, his life, his experience to solve. So more and more I'm able to let go like that. And he's pretty resourceful, actually, you know, when I'm not trying to rescue him. And he comes up with ways to just surprise me. And so, yeah, it's not all up to me. So anyway, I know I'm kind of rambling here, but I guess what I'm saying is just that that's part of the fullness of life for me, is being able to experience the angst, the discomfort, the anxiety, and then seeing what actually happens. When I let life be life. So I'm going to stop there because I'm rambling.